Payton. Deep throw. He's got Thomas. Demaryius is there inside the 25. Fumbles the football. It rolls around and picked up by a Patriot.
Brady under center play fakes. Throws in the flat. Welker has it. Wes Welker with the game's first points. They toss it left side. Ridley with room to run. Ridley running hard and bounces off a Bronco defender and into the end zone.
Play fake. Quick throw. End zone. Stokely has it. Denver touchdown.
Manning in the shotgun. Here's the end of the handoff. Willis McGahee. McGahee running hard off right guard.
Fumbles the football.
And New England has it.
Well, I think anytime you turn the ball over, it hurts you. I mean, that's just a proven fact. And, we were -2 tonight. And you go on the road against a very good football team, in particularly offensively in their tempo and their skill set. It makes it tough sledding. The guys hung in there. We fought back. But, at the end of the day, it's still -2. And that usually relates in a point differential.
We can't speak on being elite or anything. We just got to get better. And whatever that is, that'll tell us what we are, but right now we're not good enough, and we got to get better.
Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You also heard from head coach John Fox from the podium and also Champ Bailey in the locker room speaking fairly bluntly on how disappointed he was after the team's 10-point loss to New England on Sunday. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. And John, before we go back to Foxborough and talk about this game, kind of lighten things up here just a little bit at the top of the show with the news coming out, a former teammate of yours, Steve Atwater, you played with for 10 years, won a couple rings with, is going to be inducted into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. That ceremony will take place in April. And I guess just, it's a pretty good honor, and I know that you're proud of him. I guess just what are some things you remember of Steve as a teammate that probably help warrant why he's getting recognized?
Well, I mean, this is an honor well deserved. I think if you look at what Steve Atwater did for football, what he did for Colorado and the Broncos, and he was really kind of one of the first big safeties that came into the league and kind of revolutionized that position and really was a force back there. Him and Dennis Smith back there trolling in the backfield for us back there were two big guys that were very physical, made us very intimidating in the defensive secondary. But Steve is just a tremendous guy. We're hoping that this is just the first step for many halls for him.
Sure.
But couldn't happen to a better guy. And it's a guy that was a great football player. And as I said, revolutionized that position because of his size and his speed and the physicality that he brought to the game. And so I'm thrilled for Steven. But, the bottom line is, like I said, I hope it's the first of many halls that he's going to go into because he deserves to get into many.
Was he one of those guys on defense for you that you might, once you were done talking to maybe your wide receivers or the coaches, you might kind of go and watch and see what he's doing, see how those guys are fighting to get you the ball back?
I was a guy that never liked to sit down anyway. I never got too tired to sit down, and I was too nervous to sit down. I liked to be moving around, and so I was always watching them, and to be able to watch them firsthand down from the field, you realize how physical they were and how big they were, and like I said, they were intimidating back in the secondary. And I mean, the Super Bowl 32 was the epitome of what Steve Atwater was all about when he knocked himself out on that one post pattern that can't remember who he hit, but he knocked himself out. And he was out on the fourth down that we knocked down to win the first world championship. But that's kind of the epitome of what Steve Atwater was all about.
Again, that ceremony will be April 18th next year. I'm sure someone here from DenverBroncos.com will be there to cover that event and show fans what it's all about. And the DenverBroncos.com staff was in New England. We were there for that game. And, John, I think we talked a whole lot about last week about this team getting ready for Tom Brady. And I remember Brandon Stokely saying in the locker room during the week how it's going to take close to a perfect game to beat the Patriots at their place. You spend so much time focused on what Brady can do with the weapons he has around him, and then you see the Patriots pound it for 250 yards on the ground. Just watching that game from your vantage point, what are some of the things that kind of stuck out, I guess, that turnovers and third downs really kind of made things tough for the Broncos.
Yeah, and I think that, that when you look at that, you got to give the Patriots a lot of credit. They're a darn good football team. Tom Brady is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Wes Welker is really good in the slot. Gronkowski, good receivers, and the unsung heroes there for them are really that offensive line. It's a big physical offensive line, so they're very good offensively. We didn't handle it well. They did some different things. They speeded up the game on us, and we didn't do a good job of reacting to it. But the bottom line is, I think you mentioned it, is that we were third downs, we couldn't get them out the field, and that was the most disappointing thing. And I think even more disappointing was it was third and 10 plus, which is usually 20%. Most teams in the NFL make 20%. Well, they were 4 out of 5, were 80% on third and 10 plus. And so out of everything else that went on, that was probably the most disappointing thing, because we had there's four other chances. We had a chance to get him off the field, because offensively we were doing a good job other than the turnovers. We were moving the ball, and Peyton was really had a good night, threw the ball well, and so we had a chance. They're just those little things that you continue looking back that – for us to be a good football team, a great football team like we want to do, we've got to clean up a lot of things.
I was down there shooting the game. I had a hard time myself keeping up when the Broncos were on defense, getting in place and getting where I needed to be to shoot it. The speed that offense showed Sunday, how unique, I guess, is that, the way they're able to do it, and what are, aside from making substitutions, what are some of the challenges that poses on a defense?
Well, I think the difference is, a lot of times when you talk about a hurry up, it's a hurry up, but this was like
it's like a 2 minute,
almost 2 minute, to where it was, they were going, they get down, get the play called, and get in, and everything's a quick count. So therefore, when you're talking about, we're not only snapping the ball quickly, but when they get to the line of scrimmage, they're snapping the ball real quick. So, and that's, you know, a lot of times the defense has to get up, get set, and when they're changing formations, we have to change what we're doing on the defensive side also, and so we didn't handle it well, and you got to give them some credit, but it's also be a good lesson for us to look back on and to have that experience, knowing if we ever see them again, what we're going to have to be ready for.
Tough thing to swallow the loss, but you know, even coach and some of the players afterwards are saying, look, well, we probably won't face a team this fast for the rest of the year. There are some positives to glean. You can learn from this. And I guess this week, with an extra day to kind of get ready for San Diego, we talked last week about the Broncos kind of seeing where they are amongst the AFC with a challenge like the Patriots. What can you take away other than getting a little faster and knowing that third down is – and Coach addressed this during his press conference on Monday – third down is still something his team needs to work a little bit to correct.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, I think it's a good experience for it, as much as we hate losing. It's also a situation where – you know, it was something that we got beat pretty good, not only physically but mentally. And, you know, the scheme, they did a good job against what we're doing. And so it's a good opportunity for us to learn from this game, and also be able to look at and see the urgency that which we have to play the game down in and down out, no matter who we're playing and what speed they're getting in and out of the huddle, or if they're not in and out, if they're at the line, or if they're in a hurry up in offense, our urgency has to match theirs. And I think this is a good lesson for us to look at, saying our urgency did not match theirs, and so therefore, you know, as much as you hate losing, it's important for us to get better from situations where we do lose football games.
Tough test in a tough place again. Broncos lose to the Patriots 31-21. On the positive side, Peyton Manning threw for 345 yards and 3 touchdowns. We're going to talk about Peyton Manning and the offense and how it's starting to shape itself into form going into now Week 6 of the NFL season. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall, and this is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome!
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us, serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Snap and a four-man rush. Peyton, plenty of time. Sets, throws, pass is going to be caught. Demaryius Thomas in between the hash marks. First down, Denver. Peyton slides up in the pocket, throws. He wants Thomas. Thomas with a one-handed catch. Hauls it in down the sideline and bumped out of bounds. First down and goal from the one. Play fake for Peyton. Peyton throws wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. That is Joel Dreesen. Back shoulder fade for Decker, who goes down. Does he make the catch? Touchdown, Denver.
We thought we had a good plan coming in. Had some things that
that we had not done before, had not shown before, and I thought they were pretty effective. And like I said, had a chance in that first possession to go. And anytime you can start the game on the road with a touchdown or with points and, you know, settle the crowd down, you know, instead we sort of flipped it and gave them some momentum. And we did continue to fight and compete in the second half, which I do think we can build on that. I do think that'll help us win a game at some point in one of these situations if it happens again. But, you know, it's still not good enough, and, you know, here we are 2-3.
Once again, those highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. Dave Logan on the call. You also heard from Peyton Manning from the podium following the team's loss to the Patriots on Sunday. With John Elway, I'm Chris Saul. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. And it was built up all week as Manning versus Brady, and both quarterbacks talked all week. Said, hey, look, this is a Broncos versus Patriots game. But I think as Peyton Manning has said, win or lose each week this season, he said that this team on his side of the ball, they're still getting used to each other. And I think with the way he, once again, a couple weeks in a row now, kind of spread the ball around, got a chance to see how he's developing his timing with these receivers and the fact that he did throw for 345 yards. They did score 3 touchdowns. And as someone in your position, John, now you're looking at it, you have to be encouraged at how they were able to move on that Patriots defense.
Well, you know, it is. It was good. I mean, Peyton continues to get better. I think as an offense, we're continuing to improve. Again, we can't turn the football over like we did with the fumbles that we had. But, you know, I think we only had one penalty, and so we're starting to play better offensively. And, you know, we scored 21 points, and, you know, we had an opportunity to get some more points. But I think that, we're making strides each week. Peyton's making strides. I thought Peyton played very well, and he seems to be getting more comfortable with each game, and which is a good thing for us.
What are some of those indicators other than touchdowns? Is it, as you touched on, the lack of penalties? Is it converting on third down? Is it finding the open man, no matter who it is, no matter which guy is on the field?
I think it's all those type things, and going to the right person and be on target when you go to the right people. And we're getting a lot of different people out. The offensive line is doing a good job giving him time to throw the football, even though he's still getting hit more than we want. But that's going to happen when you're down 31-7, and they know that you're going to throw the football. And so,
right.
But I think we're coming together, and it's continuing to mold itself into an offense. Like you said, we threw for 345 yards, had close to 400 yards in total offense, and when you get behind, obviously that affects the running game. And so it's going to be important for us to come out. Again, we go back to the same thing, and how do you prevent the fumbles? I think that Demarius is, he got hit right on the ball, and he's going to be conscious of it. There's just things that we can't do. And so whether we carry a ball around the whole week and be conscious when you have the ball in your hands, we'll see what the coaches decide to do there. But we can't afford to do that, especially, when we're going up like against a team like the Patriots, and where they're so potent on the offensive side.
By the time Demarius did meet with the press post game, at that point, I'd packed up most of my stuff, was getting on the bus. We were all getting ready to leave. Have you had a chance to talk to him, I guess, since that game? I know he felt pretty bad. He didn't want to talk about the 188 receiving yards. He knew that fumble kind of turned the momentum right there on the opening drive when they were going down the field and was a point swing. You could tell the young guy, he felt bad about this.
Well, yeah, and it means a lot to him. We know that, and that's why it's so difficult, because it means so much to him. And the Raider game the week earlier is switching hands and fumbles it. So,
right.
I mean, those are type of things that we'll just pay attention to, and he'll concentrate on. But he continues to make strides week in and week out, 88 yards passing, and he's just getting more refined week in and week out. And the more experience he gets, he just becomes even a better and better receiver. So, there's so much in front of DT, and he'll continue to get better.
We do take your questions from Twitter. I want to thank you guys for sending them in. This first one comes from Devin. I'm going to kind of preempt this with, remembering the Broncos did score on their opening drive last week against Oakland, so I think Devin's just referring to this game. He is saying that he's hoping that the team can start a little bit faster on offense. Well, they're on their way. Just preventing those turnovers, that's something that obviously was a big sticking point during the game and after the game. That's a big part of it, but you want to keep seeing the way the offense looked on its opening drive against Oakland. How can the team kind of sustain that going forward?
Well, it's always important to get off to a quick start. I mean, that's what you always strive for. I think especially in situations where we were in New England, you got to get in there, you got to get the crowd out of it, and
right.
Try to jump on top of them and get the momentum. And it kind of switched on us, because now we had the momentum got them back in. When they get the turnover, they get excited. So it's always important to get off to a quick start. It's always concentrating to do that. We're always concentrating to do that. We're doing some different things to where we have started fast. We didn't turn it over. We'd been off to a real fast start in New England. So it's always we'll continue to concentrate on that and hopefully see improvement.
William is asking about Chris Cooper. Hoping looks like he's doing better. He practiced last week. He dressed this week. Was in on a couple of special teams plays. I guess maybe how close is he to getting back to where fans are used to seeing him, which is right guard?
And that's, we'll just see how the week goes and see how he continues to improve. It was good for him to get him back out there and see him practice and get him on the practice field. So we'll see how this week goes and see where we are at the end of the week.
Devin, William, thanks so much for your questions. And Von Miller. Statistically, he stood out against the Patriots, had a great game. We're going to talk about him next in the next segment with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium credit card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D.
I am so thirsty!
Brady already under center, takes a quick snap, hands the Bolden again quickly, and off the right side, Von Miller has him and flings him to the turf for a loss of three on the play. No pressure to speak of. He ducks away from phantom pressure and then ducks the second time right into, guess who, Von Miller. Snap to Brady. Pressure this time. Brady's going to be hit by Von Miller and sacked back inside the Patriot 45.
Well, I think, he answered the bell. I mean, we knew it was going to be tough duty, trotting in there against a good football team at home. I thought he performed pretty well. He was one of our better performers on defense.
Third and 17. They hand off to Woodhead left side. Woodhead breaks contain. Woodhead's going to get a first down inside the Bronco 40, a run of 19 yards on third and 17.
Well, it really sucks the life out of you when you give up a third and 20 or whatever it was on a run play. People get lucky and pass the ball down there and get it, but can't give that up on a run play and expect to win.
Third and 10 plus, there was five situations and they converted four of them. The two you mentioned, obviously we have to execute much better than we did.
News Radio 850 KOA on the call. You also heard from Coach Fox and Champ Bailey following the team's 10-point loss to the Patriots. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com, presented by U.S. Bank. Flex Perks, and the second-year player, Von Miller. John, I think anyone who watched the game saw that he is steadily continuing what he did last year, and that's making big plays at big times. And I think not just with the sacks, but tackles for loss, being a presence when the team kind of needed a boost. And then, of course, what I think you want to see, him getting to the quarterback. He did that. How is he kind of showing that he's doing what he can now to help this team and doing what Jack Del Rio wants him to do?
Well, he's just he's unbelievably talented and he's playing hard and he's getting more comfortable within the defense and playing hard. And I think that's the key thing. And he's so athletic and so has so much ability to see him. I mean, we see him make big plays week in and week out. That's what we saw against New England with tackles for losses, sacks. He's knocking down passes. And so he's a guy that just the ceiling is very, very high, and we keep seeing he's exciting to watch him play. It'd be great to have everybody play like he does, and maybe we'd be playing better, a little bit better on the defensive side.
On Twitter, Ryan wants to know why you just can't draft more guys like Von Miller. That's It's that easy, isn't really? It?
You know, just... Von Miller's are one of those guys when, you know, when you have the second pick in the draft, you're able to get guys like a Von Miller, but they are very few and far between when you see a guy that's as athletic and talented and has the strength and speed that Von has, his ability to bend around the corner, get underneath those tackles for sacks, and then he's got good instincts to find the football. So those are all things that aren't coachable. They're Vaughn's all about, and they're just, these are guys that come around once every 10, 15 years.
Yeah, you guys saw these tools back when you were scouting him and his tape when he was in A&M, and yeah, turning into what you hoped he would be. And Ryan, they'll try and draft more guys like Vaughn, and then I think everything will be squared away. Looking back to what we touched on in the first segment, how the team talked in the locker room all week about how great of a quarterback Tom Brady was, then to see Stephen Ridley and the rest of the guys on that side run the way they did. What happened from slowing down Darren McFadden a couple of weeks ago, or nine days ago, to seeing what happened on Sunday? I guess what was the difference?
Well, they
eyes?
Kept us off balance. They did a tremendous job. They're well coached, and plus with Brady pulling pulling the trigger for him, they can do a lot of different things. What they do at the line of scrimmage, they're trying to be more physical and run the ball because of what they've seen in the last losses in the Super Bowl, that they feel like they have to run the ball, and so Ridley's running the ball very well, and they're doing a good job and really concentrating it on it. And then what they do is they spread you out and get six guys in the box and play six on six with you inside. And say, our six are better than your six, and we're going to run the ball right up at you. So, which they were able to do. And so it's a tough thing, especially when they do it quickly and you're not ready on the defensive side. It's going to be tough to stop them. So, as we've talked about, a lot of the credit goes to them. And it's something that, we look back on when hopefully we can look at as a very good learning experience for us, to where the urgency level on our part increases dramatically.
That's what I was going to follow up on with the speed goes hand in hand with identifying which way Tom decides to go with the play. And they're looking at who's there and how quick he was snapping the ball. That kind of fuels what they were able to do, I think, in terms of pounding it if they wanted to, right?
And there was because a lot of times they either do it with a quick snap, get up, get set, and run the ball, or they'd get up, get set, try to get you to show what you're doing defensively and make their adjustments off that. So it was a good combination of both. It wasn't all quick snap at all times, but a lot of it came from the fact, especially in the running game, with us still moving around, getting set, that they were catching us still moving, which is makes it even that much more difficult to stop the running game.
Second-year player Chris Harris appears to be back healthy from the injury he had a couple of weeks ago, and now Steven's wondering, can Chris Harris maybe see more chances at some other positions now that he's kind of showing that he is dependable, can be counted on? Let's see. Steven's wondering if he possibly could show up at any snaps back at safety, or is he just doing a good job of
He's the number one nickel guy right now, so he's the first one in when it comes into nickel, and there's a lot of snaps taken at nickel because of the fact of so many people in the personnel packages. If they're an 11 personnel or 12 personnel, which is two backs or one back and two tight ends or one back and three wides, we're going to be in nickel. So Chris is getting a lot of snaps at nickel, and he hasn't been working at safety, but you never know. At some point in time, if he'll ever start working there.
There you go, Steven. You never know. Steven, Ryan, thanks so much for your questions. We got one more segment left talking about another division game coming up on a national stage, Monday Night Football this week in San Diego. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast.
Woo-hoo!
Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
I mean, the key, like I've said all along, is that we keep, you know, making progress. And obviously you'd like to win games while you are building on some things and improving. We've won two, we've lost three. I know they've been great teams that we've lost to, which still doesn't make it any easier. It's disappointing, and it's. But I think the key is learning from them, and building on it. And I believe we will. I believe Coach Fox knows how to right the ship, and it starts, you know, during the week. You know, guys practicing better and being accountable, and I believe if we will do that, that we have a chance to. You know, start winning some of these close games.
We'll remain focused. Our guys will remain positive despite the noise on the outside. And it's something that, you know, we have another opportunity is all I can say. And it happens to be against a division team.
And again, that's Peyton Manning and head coach John Fox following the loss to the Patriots. We've got one more segment left. We're going to start with another question from Twitter, John. It comes from Donald. And he's kind of setting up this week's game. 2-3 record, but the team's been in every game. Huge stakes are obviously at play in regards to the AFC West. I guess, do you start with Phillip Rivers, and how do you think this team can slow him down Monday night?
Well, we got to improve defensively, number one. I think that Phillip Rivers is one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and so we know that he's going to be a focal point for us, and Ryan Matthews is back for him, too, and running the ball and coming off that clavicle break that he had early in camp. So, they're doing a lot of good things offensively. They had a tough loss in New Orleans. They should have beat New Orleans last week. And defensively, they're talented with good speed and move around and do a lot of different things. And so, you know, we know it's a division game against the Chargers that have been the team to beat in our division the last 3 or 4 years. And so, you know, hopefully we're ready for the game. We bounce back off this poor performance in New England.
How tangible is carrying a win into the bye week to get you ready for the next opponent? Because that's an awfully long time. You got to sit and think about your last game. If it's a win, can you feel that as you prepare for which will eventually be week 8?
Yeah, I'm not sure we think about that. We just know how important that this win is. You know, whether, you know, everybody wants to have a nice time in the off week, no question about it, and be able to look back and have us be 3-3 and tied for the division lead is exactly how we all want to go into the bye week. But I think the most important thing is that we say that right after the game on Sunday night, and we're able to, you know, tie for the lead in the division, and again going in the backyard of a team that's a good football team, and for us to take the next step and go play well on the road against a good team.
There's familiarity with the division team. You see them twice a year, but is this team a lot like it was last year? How different is it personnel-wise from the team that the Broncos faced?
Well, they've got some different people on the defensive side. Ingram, who was their first-round draft pick, is doing some good things for him defensively. A guy that is not a starter for him, but is in the game a lot, and a very talented pass rusher. So they've got some talented pass rushers on the defensive side, and then you know, that on the offensive side, you know, Rivers is as he is what we know he is, and that's a darn good football player, and he's having a good year this year. He's not throwing the interceptions like he did last year, and so you know, they very easily could have been 4-1, and so we know that they're a good football team.
Yeah, Chargers, as you said, were 3-1 heading into that game, almost came out 4-1. Instead, they're 3-2, and Broncos get a chance to tie things up in the AFC West if they can pull out a win Monday night on Monday Night Football. John, thanks so much for your time, as always. And all of you that sent in questions, thanks so much for sending them in. We really do appreciate it. This has been Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.